Blog Talk Radio.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray, while that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send down that cloud with a silver line. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver line. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. It is Saturday. The time is 7:03, and we're going to give you more music than politics tonight, I think. I'm looking at a name on my screen. The name is Edward Snowden. In my mind, Edward Snowden is KGB. He ran out of the United States with a lot of information. And the first place he went to was China. And the second place he went to was Russia. I believe Edward Snowden is total KGB. And if you want to know how vulnerable we are as a nation, talk to a KGB officer. You can gain the confidence of a KGB officer. You will get your eyes opened. You will go blind from the shock. So, of course, they're talking about NSA. And a guy's name comes up. His name is Frank Church. And I'm guessing at the year, but I'm going to say around 1984. The Church Commission was successful in in cutting out communications between the FBI and the CIA. They didn't allow them to exchange information. Whatever the reason was, it was not in the best interest of the American people. The Church Commission is the commission that was responsible for taking down the House Un-American Activities Committee. Okay? And you can see the way we're going. They're using political correctness to blind you and muzzle you. And back then, Frank Church had trouble with the NSA. But I got to tell you, as blind and stupid as we are, we cannot afford to restrict the intelligence gathering of the NSA. And don't buy this privacy story. Your private rights are being imposed upon. Let me tell you something. When you're standing in front of a wall and a Chinese firing squad is giving the command in Chinese, the last words that you will say will be, "I have rights." We are vulnerable. We are weak. We are going broke. We're in trouble. We are divided. You cannot unite this country anymore. It has been deliberately divided. Everybody is in play. I see an ad that today, a 63% divorce rate. And who's running the ad? A divorce insurance company. I used to joke about that. I used to joke about pet insurance. And you know what? And this one may come to pass also. Divorce receptions. I used to joke about divorce receptions where the bride and the groom have to bring everything back. The furniture, you know, and all of the guests reclaim what is theirs. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So I'm going to set up to lecture you tonight. And in the meantime, we're going to double back, and we're going to get a musical tune. And this one we're going to do tonight in French. Because if it wasn't for Louis XIV and his money, we would all be in British concentration camps today. And in case you didn't know it, the British built the first concentration camp during the Boer War in South Africa. And we are losing the world to communism. Oh, gee whiz, I had it all set up. What did I do here? Oh, boy. Let me see if I can find it. We're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. I don't even know. If once we lose our technological edge, we're finished. Once we no longer rule space, we're finished. We will be ruled by somebody who doesn't like us. Oh, maybe it was under A. I'm sorry for this. You know what I'll do? I'll give you the ABCs of love.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
I'll always want you.
You
Did you see Nancy Pelosi tonight? This is a woman who was third in command to take over power in the United States. And she's talking about she likes the tattoos and the big arms of the San Francisco 49ers quarterback. Huh? Is this what you want to hear? Are we paying for that ad? What a bunch of suckers we are. We just keep giving them more money and they keep spending it. Okay, this is from Daily Sanity. And the headline is, Democrats revise Benghazi history to get Hillary Clinton elected. What difference does it make? It makes all the difference. It is absolutely shameful what is going on in Washington. Democrats are out in force trying to push their revisionist history in order to downplay Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama's roles in the Benghazi murders that they allowed to take place. I could just see those guys hanging up on that rooftop with a 911 call being put on hold until they died. What happened on that tragic evening is absolutely regrettable. Four brave Americans lost their lives fighting for a slice of American soil, and the Obama administration didn't even care to lift a finger to try and save them. Man, nobody leaves you to die on the battlefield like the Democrats. Go down to the wall and take a look. Look at those names. They were all abandoned in Vietnam by LBJ. Who chose not to run. I choose not to run again, but I'm out of here. A commander in wartime walks off the battlefield and leaves his troops to die? There's not an excuse in the world for that. But you know what the Democrats did? They called Richard Nixon to come save them. And then as soon as Nixon walked in to clean up their mess, they blamed him for the entire war. Not only did, and the war was lost, not in Vietnam, the war was lost in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York by the communists, the students of America, the draft dodgers, who would never serve this country no matter what, those people who voted to kill kids and burn the flag, the Democrats, which is now the Communist Party. Yes, live with it, because that's your handle. Three times they threw God out of the convention. And the third time they covered it up. They said, no, no, we didn't throw him out the third time. We only threw him out the first two times. Google it. Get the convention roll call. What are we going to do about God? Not only did the administration do nothing, but they repeatedly gave stand-down orders to end the massacre. The Democrats are trying their best to spread the blame and to take the target off of Mrs. Clinton. Oh, they got Miss Clinton, but she's Mrs. Clinton because she misses everything. M-I-S-S-E-S. And President Obama, who won the lotto. That's what we got in the White House. We got a couple that won the lotto. We cannot allow this revisionist history to take place. Oh, well, you know what we'll do? We'll get the Republicans to defend us. Where are the Republicans? Tell Congress to stop the Democrats from revising the Benghazi history to get Hillary Clinton elected. Tell the Congress. You know what? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. You're going to tell the Congress? You're going to send an email to the Congress? You're going to send a petition? What do you think Congress is doing with those petitions? They're turning them over to the FBI, who has the shredder. It all started with the New York Times, the communist New York Times, who endorsed Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Che Guevara, Ho Chi Minh, Pol Pothead, who's living in Colorado now. And they called Fidel Castro the George Washington of Cuba. Did you ever see, everybody gave their all for Castro and Castro took it. And he never gave back. You know what a Cuban fantasy is? It's a banana or a still life painting that you can eat. Despite all the evidence, the New York slimes and parakeet cage paper article and claims that Benghazi was a spontaneous demonstration. You're going to let the news rag, this used to be called the Gray Lady, the fourth estate. The media was supposed to protect you from the government. Now the media is the government lackey. I wouldn't believe anything in the New York Times. When I went to Catholic high school, they made us read the New York Times. That's how vulnerable the whole country was. Yeah, we'll give you a history assignment. Read the Times this weekend. Yeah, thanks a lot. Not a bona fide terrorist attack. Excuse me? How many spontaneous demonstrations have you seen where participants bring automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades and mortars? How many spontaneous demonstrations have pre-planned ambushes and kill zones to stop people trying to flee the attack? The New York Times tried its best to sweep the controversy under the rug. I still remember the day John McCain, running against Obama, submitted his editorial. And they turned it down. They told him he had to rewrite it. How's that? Freedom of speech, only for the communists. Under the rug by claiming that the incident wasn't a terror attack. It even went so far as to deny that Ansar al-Sharia, the group largely responsible for the attacks, had no clear ties to al-Qaeda, even though the group has repeatedly been seen driving through Benghazi waving the black Islamist flag. No, instead of blaming the terrorists responsible, and they showed a picture the other night of one of the terrorists having coffee in a sidewalk cafe in Libya. Remember Libya, Hillary and the girls? They decided they were going to destroy Gaddafi. So Hillary and the girls, they put it together an assault, and they won the Battle of Libya, Hillary and the girls. And then when they were talking about it, jokingly, they said, they took Julius Caesar's Veni, Vidi, Vici. They said, we came, we saw, we killed them. And then they giggled for a half an hour. It was a bit, and what she left out was, and the people sodomized them. And so what do you think the Al-Qaeda was saying when they sodomized the ambassador, which was only in the paper for about an hour? That was out of the paper faster than a dead American being classified as NATO troops. Yeah, that's another one. 2,100 so far dead in Afghanistan, plus three today. Three today that were in a restaurant. But they didn't classify them as Americans. They classified them as NATO troops. Everybody thinks they're being buried in Holland. No, they're on their way home under the cover of darkness and being slipped into undertaker's parlors and then quietly shoved into the grave because nobody wants to know that people are dying under the watch of Obama bin Laden. How insensitive is that? No, wait, forget about insensitivity. This is un-American. How dare the liberals blame Ambassador Chris Stevens? That's what they did. One of them did today. Who was it that did it? I forget. Check it out. He wasn't the one who forced armed militants to storm the Benghazi consulate. He didn't tell them to burn it down. The ambassador certainly didn't encourage the militants to drag his body through the streets. And Ambassador Stevens wasn't the one to give the stand-down order while Americans were being killed. I seem to recall three times he asked for help, more than 90 days before this happened. With a terrorist attack this big, there is plenty of blame to go around. But we cannot let the Democrats revise history to shift blame from the administration towards the ambassador. Tell Congress to stop the Democrats from revising the Benghazi history to get Hillary Clinton elected. She's not going to get elected. You can put money on it that she's not going to get elected. She's too dirty. She's got blood on her hands and cash in her pocket. If it was, just ask the Vignali crime family. Ask the wife of Mark Rich how dirty they are. If it was just the New York Times, then we could probably just ignore this treasonous line of thinking. Hey, in Virginia, what the hell did you do electing Terry McAuliffe? That guy's the biggest bag man in the Democrat Party. What the hell did you, what were you thinking? However, Democrats in the Senate have picked up the torch and led the charge to discredit the four brave Americans who lost their life and give political cover to the president and the presumed 2016 Democrat presidential nominee. We'll see about that. I'm going to tell you, Ted Cruz could save the country. I'm getting a feeling. Yeah, I'll play that song. I'm hooked on a feeling. You know what? We're going to need a Maverick, man. We're going to need a Loch Navarre. We're going to need a Rob Roy and the Banana Daiquiri. The headlines over the past week have read something along the lines of Senate intelligence report smacks down GOP Benghazi conspiracies. We got conspiracies. We got bodies. We don't have no conspiracy. On September the 11th, 2012, let me tell you something about September 11th. Any jerk in his right mind, a popcorn salesman working a local movie theater, would know on September 11th you don't let your guard down. You don't let your guard down, especially in embassies on September the 11th. Only a fool would leave himself wide open on that day. And that tells you how strong our intelligence is. Our intelligence sucks. And we couldn't even negotiate with to get a decent Libyan defense force to protect us. We suck at negotiations. You want to see the proof of the pudding? We lost the Middle East. How's that for negotiating? We lost the entire Middle East. Anybody that used to be our ally is afraid to be so today. On September 11, 2012, armed Islamist militants raided the American consulate in Benghazi, killing the U.S. ambassador and three others sworn to protect him. The Obama administration, watching the entire incident in real time, and chose to issue stand-down orders multiple times over the course of almost a 12-hour attack. Those are the facts. The administration failed to honor these Americans' sacrifices and ensured that all men were left behind. A Democratic Senate Intelligence Committee led by career socialist Senator Dianne Feinstein is trying to absolve President Obama and former Secretary Hillary. Anyone who is a student of history and followed the recent gun control push knows that Senator Feinstein is a socialist cancer that has infected the Senate for the past 22 years. Easy solution for that. One term per termite. No matter how good you are, say goodbye. Time's up. One term per termite. We can't afford to have leeches hanging around a lifetime. Now she is leading the charge to revise history to blame others for the Benghazi terror attack. This is how ridiculous the Senate report is. It actually acknowledges that the attack was completely preventable while simultaneously saying that it wasn't Hillary Clinton's fault. It all was Hillary Clinton's fault. She's the one who did it. She ignored those cries for help 3 months before they started crying. But no, the Democrats aren't interested. And I got to tell you, Panetta covered it up. Dempsey Dumpster covered it up. Admiral Lemon covered it up. And Judge Pickering covered it up. And that's all politics. Politics is fighting the wars. And as a result, Americans are dying. And Americans are not enlisting because this president has ruined the entire military. He has destroyed it. And he has destroyed the military family. And if they close those commissaries on the military bases, you will know that this president intends to completely destroy the U.S. military. All the Democrats are interested in a winning is in winning the next presidential election. Why are they so desperate to win the election? Because that's where the money is. And they've already overspent a $19 trillion partying. And it's time that we got out of the samurai sword and started cutting expenses. It is absolutely... My son just found out that they spent $225,000 to put a shrimp in a treadmill. He can't believe it. He left talking to himself tonight. Yeah. It is absolutely shameful to see your elected officials dishonor the sacrifice of these Americans just to further their political agenda. My friends, we're divided and we're going to be destroyed. We've been deliberately divided and we all fell into the trap. Tell Congress to stop the Democrats from revising the Benghazi history to get Hillary Clinton elected. This is a long story. I'm going to break and come back to it. Now, let me finish it. When are you going to get angry? When are you going to tell Congress that this blatant partisanship is unacceptable? When are you going to force your representatives to hold the administration responsible for this terrorist attack? We're under siege, my friends. The hammer and sickle is bigger than ever before. When you see people putting up pictures of Obama with a hammer and sickle, you know something is not right in paradise. The Democrats are expecting you to do nothing, and they're counting on it because they're doing it based on previous results. For months, they have labeled you as a conspiracy theorist for disagreeing with the Obama administration's narrative and timeline. Eric Holder is one of the most dangerous men and a threat to the security of the United States. They have labeled you a crazy Tea Party. You know who the crazy Tea Partiers are? They're your grandma and your grandpa. They're the veterans who are still recovering from Vietnam. They're your aunts and uncles, and all they want is less government, and they want to be able to keep their money. Tea Party for suggesting that the president and secretary of state were to blame for this horrible tragedy, even though they're completely to blame. You left those guys to die, you bastard. You left them there on the battlefield. You put their lives on hold while you practice making speeches. May you burn in hell for what you did. The Democrats are expecting you to do nothing, and they are counting on it. For months, they have labeled you as a conspiracy theorist with the Obama administration's narrative and timeline. Did you know that the IRS went after Billy Graham? Billy Graham, who's been serving God, country, and the world for his entire life, and they went after his Samaritan's purse that helps millions of people in this country and throughout the world. The IRS, Gestapo. We're in trouble. We got a clean house. You know, we're gonna need a scythe. We can't use a broom. We got a clean house big time. We got to do a massive dump. We got to take a political Metamucil. They have labeled you a crazy Tea Partier. Yeah, I'm a crazy Tea Partier for suggesting that the president's secretary will blame for this, but they're completely to blame. Just look at Fast and Furious. My friends, you have no idea what's going on in Mexico. That's another covered-up thing. Mexico is like Afghanistan right now. Wait till the Mexican people start to arm themselves because, you know, it's against the law for Mexicans to have guns. But they're getting them. They're buying them from the Chinese. They're getting AK-47s from the Chinese and the drug lords that they kill. Yeah, it's going to be hell on wheels. You might have the whole Mexican countryside coming over that border one day asking for political asylum rather than stay at home and be chopped up with machetes and have their heads put on street corners. 50 to 70,000 Mexicans have been murdered by the drug cartels. You better take a good look at what's happening south of the border. You're going to pray for a wall one day. Just look at Fast and Furious. No one seems to care that hundreds, if not thousands, of people have lost their lives because the Obama administration illegally gave weapons to drug cartels. Now, they're going to go back and blame Bush, but let me tell you, 5 years ago, Obama came to office. All he had to do was say stop. That's all the executive order, stop. And he could have put an end to that. But he didn't do it. He didn't do it because he was arming the narco-terrorists so they'd take over the Mexican government. And everybody down in Mexico is a crook. So there's no justice for the people. The people have nobody to turn to because they can't trust anybody. And one day that's going to happen to us. And the next thing I'm going to be looking at is training kids in school to spy on their parents, because that's coming too. The IRS targeted conservatives to stop them from organizing prior to 2012. That's what the IRS did. However, enough time has passed for the Obama administration to just sweep this under the rug. He's not going to be allowed to sweep anything under the rug. We've yet to see Hillary's medical documents that prove she had a blood clot. I don't believe she had a blood clot. I think she had a case of bad farting. The Democrats are counting on the fact that you have forgotten about these four American sacrifices. They are convinced that you don't care anymore and that you will let them revise history to slander Ambassador Stevens and protect Hillary blood clot Clinton for a future presidential run. But I know you are better than that. I know you won't sit back as these people try to sweep the Benghazi scandal under the rug. None of the scandals will be swept under the rug because we have Stanley Steam Cleaner. Yeah, and we can save all of the proof that was swept under the rug. Now is the time to stand up for Chris Stevens, Tyrone Woods, Glenn Doherty, and Sean Smith. You know what the press used to do? That lying communist press, Newsweek, Time Magazine, NBC, nothing but communists, ABC, always be communist, CBS, the communist BS system. Yeah. PBS, the brainwashing portion of the Communist Party. Yeah, NBC, nothing but communists. CNN, the Communist News Network. You see, they're going out of business. They're all out of lies. At least NBC will tell you more lies at 11. These four brave Americans can't stand up for themselves anymore. You know what? We got to stand up for their parents. And there's one GI who's in the hands of the Taliban tonight. 5 years he's been a POW. And President Obama has done nothing to get him released. And he pulled the communist excuse, we don't negotiate with terrorists. He doesn't negotiate with terrorists. He just gave the entire Middle East to them. Can ensure that the truth is not swept under the rug. The time has come for us to tell every member of Congress that this type of revisionist history campaign to get Hillary Clinton elected is unacceptable. And that's from Joe Otto, Conservative Daily. Well written, Joe. I give you a four halos. And now we'll go back to the land of the free and the home of the broke. It cracked me up when I seen that divorce insurance. It really blew my mind. Okay, we're going to pay a tribute to the French. You know that we were the only ones that had a successful revolution. We had the most successful American revolution. The French tried to copy us, but they killed the wrong people. And the Irish tried to copy the French, and the Irish lost to the British. What saved us was two oceans. And the Irish Sea wasn't wide enough. And the Irish were slaves for 500 years. They were tenants on their own land. So you just think about that. And that could happen to you. If it can happen to the Greeks and the Romans, it can happen to you. So, and besides that, Marie Antoinette had some nice croissants. You know, they should have let her give out the cookies. So this is my tribute to the French. And the Marquis de Lafayette, what a great guy. And they don't even know who he is in communist cucumber school.
Choisir ma mort aussi. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir un jour de pluie et d'autres en plein soleil. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir seuls dans un lit, tranquille dans leur sommeil. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant les projecteurs. Oui, je veux mourir sur scène, le cœur ouvert tout en couleur. Mourir sans la moindre peine au dernier rendez-vous. Moi je veux mourir sur scène en chantant jusqu'au bout. Viens, mais ne viens pas quand je serai seul. Tous les deux on se connaît déjà. On s'est vu de près, souviens-toi. Choisis plutôt un soir de gala si tu veux danser avec moi. Ma vie a brûlé sous trop de lumière, je ne peux pas partir dans l'ombre. Moi je veux mourir fusillé de laser devant une salle comble. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant
Obama's
toujours ma petite conversation, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi, et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
Okay, and a Coke. Obama decision on NSA reform could wreck a key intel programs. On Friday, President Barack Obama will respond to recommendations by a panel he named to address intelligence and privacy concerns stemming from the illegal disclosure of classified documents by former KGB agent Edward Snowden. While some reforms are inevitable due to the public concerns about NSA electronic surveillance programs, Obama reportedly plans to adopt several recommendations that would undermine important intelligence collection tools, shield terrorist communications from the NSA, and extend private rights to foreign citizens abroad. This would be bad news. We need all the intelligence we can get because we're failures at intelligence. So why would we restrict ourselves from gaining more intelligence when we already fail at this to a huge extent. We are totally weak. We're totally weak. We don't have good intelligence. We're in trouble. They couldn't even see the Boston Marathon explosion coming, okay? And we're going into the nuclear age of war. So you're watching all these little bombs going off. Wait until you hear about one city just took a big hit. That is going to happen. It's inevitable. And the one thing that could make the odds a little bit more in our favor is top intelligence. If you say you can't listen to civilian conversations, what do you think the terrorists, the bad Muslims, are going to do? They know where the shelters are. They'll be there. Be careful. Don't be played. Don't be fooled. Dubious data help China surpass U.S. as largest trading nation. China reported nearly $4.2 trillion in total trade last year to overtake the United States as the world's largest trading nation. Even as questionable trade data and deep structural flaws within its banking system hint at a growing bubble in the world's second-largest economy. You don't think the Japanese are hurting because of the Chinese, do you? I bet you if you ask a Japanese guy, he would enlighten you. Russian anti-ship missiles present a new danger to Israel. Just as Israel's security situation appeared to be improving due to the deployment of new missile defense systems, as well as offensive operations to prevent the supply of advanced missile systems to Hezbollah in Lebanon, a new and serious security challenge is developing that has a potential to further destabilize the region's precarious status quo. That's all from Lignet, which is Langley Intelligence Group Network. I don't hear them saying we lost the Middle East, though. Maybe nobody told them yet. That's what it is. It's the intelligence. Okay, let's see what this says. The Supreme Court continues to support murdering children. Can you believe that? You know, every time I see that Supreme Court, you know, I am transfixed back into the Nuremberg trials of 1938 when Hitler controlled the Supreme Court. And I see the judges sitting up there with their hats and they're casting into the concentration camps Jewish kids. It is really sad, very sad. Okay, hang on there a second, and we'll give you a tune.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
First American Tyranny. We're cool with that. Let's see what that's about. That's by Ted Cron, and he's got 222 comments. Let's see how long it goes. Okay. Why President Obama hasn't been physically dragged out of office at this point is one of those questions that will likely remain a mystery. In case you missed it, Obama this week declared to his cabinet that if Congress doesn't do what he wants it to do, he will simply use executive orders to create and enforce any law he chooses. Based on the silence from my many liberal acquaintances, make a list of them, buddy. Make a list of them. When the revolution comes, we'll go a-knocking. The response to Obama, that's unless somebody comes and knocking for us first, right? The response to Obama from the left is, so what? I got to tell you something. This is killing me. Do you know that when you argue with the Democrat and they lose the argument, no matter what the argument is, they always answer with this, so what? When you prove them wrong, their last words of resort are, so what? You remember what I just told you, because you'll see it come up in conversations. So what? That's unbelievable. Obama repeated his declaration to the Democratic members of Congress, who then walked out of a meeting without talking to reporters. Again, silence. I hope Ted Cruz starts to become a rising star. I hope he becomes a star of wonder. It's gonna take a maverick, man. We cannot go in pussyfooting to take our government back. It won't work. Obama has planted too many communist seeds of destruction. Did Obama talk too fast? Was he not speaking clearly? For my hard-headed friends on the left, it's not left, man. It's communists. Your hard-headed friends are communists. The sooner you drop the word left, drop the word liberal, and impose the word communist, the sooner the beast will come out of the closet to destroy you. The President of the United States just declared that Congress is null and void as far as he's concerned, except for the fact that Congress will continue to burn through money like a hot knife through butter. And absent a formal declaration of dissolution, the legislative branch has effectively ceased to exist. Everybody is disenchanted. Everybody. And you got to remember, the goal of the Communist Party is to divide the country. Husband against wife, mother against child, black against white, Latinos against everybody. You know what I'm saying? They're dividing us up. They're the Christian against the non-Christian. Yeah. Arab terrorists against Americans. Obama is acting like Jack Nicholson in Mars Attacks. I want the people to know that we still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad. Except the invader here isn't from another planet. But you know what? Hollywood has all the kids that should be paying attention to American history. They're watching wars being fought, not on the military channels. They're watching the War of the Worlds, the War Mars Invades, Abe Lincoln, the Vampire Slayer. This is what's being fed to the dupes of communism. Except the invader isn't from another planet or even another country. We just witnessed a homegrown coup, and one that many of us saw coming even before Obama's first presidential victory. The big question tonight is, okay, he got us the first term, but how did he get reelected? That's a good question. How did he get reelected? Is it true what Joe Stalin says? It doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes. We are now living officially in a dictatorship, so where's the outrage? Beware of Eric Holder. This man is Gestapo chief. Heinrich Holder. Is Twitter so fascinating that you just can't be bothered? Grumpy Cat got your tongue? Bill Maher didn't make fun of it, so it hasn't happened? Is it the fluoride in the water? Is it the legalized pot? just what we need, one more pothead. Hey, man, how are you? You know, I'm thinking of running for president. Or is it after years of dumbing down public education, which is a disgrace? Get your kids out of there. Get your kids out of communist cucumber school. Let them collapse. Let them collapse. Build a new empire. We are simply too stupid to realize what just happened. Another review for the left. The government derives its authority from the people. The Constitution is the contract that limits and defines what the government can do. The president under the contract is supposed to work with Congress and enforce the laws that Congress passes. President Obama has just said he will not follow that contract he has with the people. He has broken the contract. He has broken arrow. No Constitution, no presidency. So if Obama, despite breaking his contract, and continues to accept and enjoy all the perks of the president's office while failing to honor his obligations, that makes him something else other than a president. Now, what are you going to do about it? I used to wonder how millions of Germans could allow a dictator to come to power. And now we're learning how it happened. So hang in there, and we'll give you a tune. Life is but a dream.
Will you take part in my life, my love? That is my dream.
Life is but a dream. It's what you make it. Always try to give.
Says it's time for Congress to re-examine Hillary's role in Benghazi. She was the Secretary of State, and she was responsible for that embassy. It's about time. Check it out. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is calling on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to re-examine former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's role during the attacks against Americans in Benghazi in 2012. The Senate Intelligence Committee released a report Wednesday saying the attacks that killed four Americans, but you know, we got 29 POWs that the State Department is holding, and they've put a muzzle on them. They're all under house arrest, and you've got one guy who survived who was up on the rooftop, and they got him under house arrest. this is a giant cover-up, and it has to be exposed. And they all, everybody that was involved in abandoning those troops in the field has violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and they could get court-martialed for it. Definitely the commander-in-chief. He's the highest-ranking officer. He could be charged with cowardice in the face of the enemy. Including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens were preventable. Rubio responded by calling for more hearings. The American people deserve the truth when it comes to the Benghazi attacks, and more work needs to be done, he said. I never seen an American so wide open. From the day the USS Cole sailed into Yemen, to Aden, Yemen, under President Clinton, we were totally wide open. We're still wide open. Anything that the Clintons touch turns to tragedy. In particular, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has yet to seriously examine these attacks that resulted in the death of four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. He said, the committee should re-examine former Secretary of State Clinton. Yeah, bring your medical records, honey. Failure to provide adequate security for our deployed personnel in Benghazi. I know gangs, street gangs, that are better prepared to defend an apartment house, as well as what action she and others, including the president, took in the hours and days that followed the attack. So, you know, that's bad news, right? You know that they murdered those guys. They should be charged with murder. Now, I played Your Life is But a Dream, and now I'm going to exit with the fast version of that by the Earls. Aren't you lucky? I took you back to the 50s tonight.
Will you take part in my life? My love, that is my dream. Life is but a dream.
Okay, I got 55 seconds left. I'm going to overrun by a minute. I'm going to give you the first rock and roll song that had castanets in it.
I need you to all my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so wrong.